I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's important to promote positive mental health and resilience for kids in everyday proactive ways. Dr. Lee Lewis is here to provide some details. Dr. Lewis is a child and adolescent psychiatrist, and he's the division director for child and adolescent psychiatry at MUSC. Dr. Lewis, I know you're a big believer in the whole idea of planting the seeds for good mental health for children. Tell us about that.
Well, Bobby, SEEDS is actually an acronym, and what it stands for, in my mind, are the five key elements of making sure that your child is prepped for positive mental health. SEEDS stands for, the first S is sleep, making sure that your kid is getting enough sleep. The first E is exercise, making sure that your child is getting enough physical activity, and we sort of think of that as like making sure your kid gets a little sweaty every day. The second E is extracurriculars or expertise. They're mastering something. The D in seed stands for diet, or making sure that your kid is getting enough protein and some balanced carbohydrates, vegetables, and fruits in their diet to make sure they've got the fuel that they need to perform well in their life and at school. And then the last S, which is really important, stands for support.
And tell us more about why these five components are so important for kids just in everyday routines.
So making sure that all of these things are really at their highest potential really sort of sets kids up in each individual environment that they're working through to have the tools that they need to be able to function well.
And when you talk about extracurriculars or expertise at something, tell us a bit more about that and why that is so important for every child.
This is so important because every kid needs to feel like they're being productive, they're learning a skill, they're feeling like they're becoming experts. And even more importantly, it gives the parents and other adults in their life a chance to praise them consistently for something, which develops that sense of pride.
And you say support is important, not just from parents, but from other people in their lives. Tell us more about that.
In every instance of where a child may be, it's good to have support. And that's making sure that outside of just your family, your child has enough adult support to be successful. And that support can be from teachers, from coaches, from mentors, sometimes even from older brothers and sisters and grandparents, just to make sure that in every location that they might experience some anxiety or some fear, that they have people around them that they can count on and that they can trust and that can support them in those areas of their life.
And Dr. Lewis, for families who feel like they're practicing this approach and this lifestyle for their kids and their family, but they see that their child is struggling sometimes, what's the next step to get some help or see if help is needed?
For families that feel like that they have maximized these elements and really have incorporated them in their lives and are doing well, if your child still seems to be struggling in school or at home or in social relationships, the next step would be to talk to your pediatrician about what's going on and see if there might be some professional help that might be needed.
Dr. Lewis, thanks for this information about helping to support each child's mental health.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks so much for having me.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.